about, no, that's what about, could it? Yeah. Well, these are right old ones. She didn't do these, but these were in the good old days. I don't know if you know one or two of them, but these were in the good old days.
Why do you say the good old days?
Well, when I mean, when the pictures was on the go, you mean really, really good, you know.
Mm.
There's his lips there.
Oh yes, that's him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's this?
That was the manager that they had that time.
I see, yeah. It's 3 and 9 to get in.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now that's one who's taken like that.
Mm. Mm.
Smashing one.
It is, isn't it? It's all right.
Well, that's all he sent us. But he sent us two more, but a friend of ours has two of them.
Yeah.
And he sent us a big one of that. But we want to know where we can get the negatives, because a friend of ours wants to take them off.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that.
He sent a big lot. He sent that special. But now our friend wants to know if we can find out where we can get the negatives of them.
Well, I've written this letter now, although you should have said it.
No, I forgot about it.
Do you have Sundays off?
Oh, yeah.
I think you're quite keen to come in on a Saturday, myself.
Yeah,
that's
a good job for the job.
Yeah.
Job forever.
So you get a bit of fresh air.
Well, not really. I get fresh air, don't I, really?
Don't say that.
Well, I get plenty of dirty air as well.
Yeah.
This type of work, you know, we don't need a rest from this.
What, this wandering around outside and putting bolts on?
It's not the same sort of work at all.
No.
Yeah. Sort of this for...
pleasure.
Well, nearly. Compared with the other stuff. It is. I think so, isn't it?
Yeah. It's your bike.
Not quite. A bit short in the leg for me. I'm shining. But when I started, I was down the pit, you see.
Mm.
And then I started doing a bit of all sorts. That went on for about 5 or 6 years. Then back down the pit again.
Bit of all sorts around the farm?
Oh, yeah. Well, around farming away. You know.
Yeah.
Driving. Excavator driving and dip levelling and all of them. You name it. Did the wiring up and the joining, the mechanic in it.
Anything, jack of all trades.
Bit of plumbing. Not mine either. Makes a nice change. The other job, you couldn't do without. 6 and 7 days a week, it'd kill you.
Yes, I bet.
But this sort of work, like I say, I've worn at this forever.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to do this sort of work full time?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
You need the contrast, you mean?
Yeah.
You need to suffer before you can enjoy it.
Well, I always reckon that work's not the job you do, it's doing it. If you know what I mean. Work's not the actual job that you do, it's going to it day in, day out, month in, month out, and year
you
in,
mean
year
it's
out.
The monotony of it, yeah.
I mean, it's not the actual physical task, I mean, that usually...
isn't so bad in itself, no.
See, pit job's a bit nasty, but at least we're not at it all that long.
Mm. You can get it over fairly quick if you work hard.
Get it over and get away, then. But in one day, you don't want to be doing so much of that and something else.
Yeah.
I'd rather do this type of thing, but driving gets monotonous.
Yeah.
Excavator driving gets monotonous as well. More monotonous than our job.
Yes, you're right actually about. You need a change, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. out to. The SKB.
Oh, what does he do?
He delivers a few well. It's a fuel delivery chap.
Oh. It's lovely, isn't it? We've bicycled up again.
Oh well, it'll be warmer still.
Oh dear. It's hard work.
It's ready to come up.
Came right. Up Mytham.
Short way.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know Mytham?
I know them both.
Yeah.
Well, I know them all, you know.
Up that horrible hill. And then
yeah, there's another one just as horrible.
Up from Shore.
Yeah. Up Shore, yeah. Have you tried that one?
Yes, we did that the one before.
Can you ride
really
up there?
Me. No, God, great.
I can ride up there.
Can you?
Yeah. I could do anyway. I don't know if I can.
God. It kills me just walking up there.
There's another bike, you know. Don't want them there.
Do you drive now?
Yeah.
Do you drive to work?
Yeah.
Where do you live now?
Todd. Todd Morden in the wall. With biking, if it's alright when it's fine and it's alright going home, but if it was wet and
coming to work, you
and the
feel like giving up,
it?
Yeah.
It'll be grand going home. Till you turn it on, the wind's blowing the other way.
That's right.
And it starts to snow. What used to work here, landed one morning on a push bike without tyres.
Without tyres?
Without tyres. Put this push bike up on a tip down the road. We thought that looks like a good bike, because I've got no tyres on it, so I rode it to work, didn't I? So I should imagine it's better riding one without tyres than a flat tyre.
Wait, it was one of the miners, was it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Which, no, you don't know him.
He's gone, has he?
Well, that's 11 years since now. He walked across that way one morning, in the snow with his bait, and when he landed here, he had no bait left, he'd eaten up. He'd had enough when he landed. It's an awful walk over that top. He didn't come by the road, he came over the moor.
Which way did he come from? Where did
he
live?
Came straight across there.
Yeah.
Sort of below the road from Shore, from Pudsey.
Oh, I know, yes.
And he lives down there, yeah. Same bloke used to put about, when he'd finished, he used to put about 300 weight of coal in a bag, chuck it on his back, walk up to the top, throw it on the bus, get off at the top of Shore, on his back and down to the bottom. That's brave. That takes some doing.
What do you mean? Was he stealing it or what?
Oh, no, that was his concessionary coal that he used to take home.
Oh, I see.
He used to carry it.
It's a fair weight.
Yeah. You got used to them on buses. First time they got them, they go up a bit.
I bet they did. It's brilliant. Do you take home coal then?
Yeah.
How much do you get concessionary?
6 tonne a year we should have. But we just take what we need.
Is that what the National Union of Miners?
Yeah, that's a national agreement.
So you get all your heating really free then, do you?
Yeah. Well, Michael gets, he's on electricity, you see.
Yeah.
But he gets a bit in lieu of his coal.
Or he gets a bit of money, does he?
Yeah.
I see.
But I got one of those smoke eaters, you know.
Yeah.
Those part rate things. So I might okay with that one. Jobs.
Hmm.
One more door.
Oh, warm. It's lovely, isn't it? Hello. Do you deliver the coal?
Yes.
Do you work all five days?
No, sometimes I come in Saturday, sometimes I don't.
So it's just Saturday you work, is it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I work through the week,
yeah.
But I don't always work Saturday.
And you're not always delivering?
Well, generally, that's my main job. Like.
Yeah. How far do you go? What's the furthest you go to?
Outside Lancaster, I think furthest.
Yeah, where about?
I think furthest I've been is What do you call the place? It's quite near Knot End, you know.
Knot End?
So that's bottom side, I guess, isn't it? I can't remember the name of the place.
About 50 miles, I suppose.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's right, first. I've been. It does go a bit further. Mm. Simpson's taken a lot further off. But we don't do very many of those. Too far, really. Like,
it is a long way, and it's not worthwhile, really, is it, in petrol and everything?
Yeah.
Unless it's a big load.
Yeah, well, we have that grey wagon now, the one there.
Yeah, oh, yes.
You see it, it's not.
Yes, I see it, yeah.
Well, that'll take 10 tonne, which would make it a bit more
worthwhile. Yeah, how much does the red one take?
6.4. About 6.4.
Is there anybody you've been... How long have you worked here, then?
2.5, 3 years.
Is there anybody you've been... You know, any sort of old, funny old people that you...
There's a lot of funny old
people.
Yeah,
I bet there are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get invited in for cups of tea?
Quite often, yeah.
Yeah. Must be a nice job.
Well, it's quite nice, you know, especially in summer, when you take off work.
Yeah, dead free, yes, really. I'll go and see if I can see you. Thanks.
Smoke, and we put it in about 2 years since now, haven't we? And it certainly paid for itself.
Yes.
The only time we get a little bit of smoke is if we bank it up, if the fire's got really down, and we bank it up with wet coal.
Yeah.
It's more steam as well as smoke.
Yeah.
See, the fire won't then burn more. The fire is not big enough to burn the amount of smoke that comes off, but when the fire gets going normally, what it does. If you can imagine a normal fire, the draft goes underneath the grate, through the grate, up the chimney. You see all the smoke going up the chimney, don't you? And all the tar and everything. Well, this burns the opposite way. The air goes in on top of the fire, through the fire, underneath. So everything that comes off, all the tars and all the smoke and all the gases,
goes down.
All go through the fire and burn as they go through the fire. And we get... See, we get everything out of the coal, not just the
actual fuel, but the gas
fuel.
As well.
We get all the gases, we get all the tar as well.
It's very good, isn't it?
It is.
How does it work then? And how does it make it come down?
Well, it's pressure fed.
Oh.
There is a fan on it to get it going. And do you want me to draw it for you?
Yeah. There's one for you.
It's nearly run out. Start with the pan at the bottom. That's the pan, your ash pan. That's your grate there. That's your chimney. This is your door. There's a door on the front, a double skin door.
Double skin door?
It's a glass door, two skins. The inside of the skin is louvered. Like that.
Yeah.
And the outside is a plain glass.
Yeah.
Now then, here. I better draw it right first time, wouldn't I? Now that's your water tank there, and so is that there. That's a cross section of it, looking
so
at the
side
of the fire.
So you get your hot water from it as well, do you?
We get all our hot water from it as well, and that's the grate at the front. Comes inside there. Oh yes, it runs the central heating, it runs the hot water,
and we
just have it ticking over. The only problem is that in summer we don't have it going, so we have to heat any hot water by electricity. We have a shower that runs by electricity. We also have we used to have a gas water heater, but we don't know where with that.
Mm.
But there's your fire there, and there, over the top of your grate, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, there's a fan which blows air through holes in here, some holes in there,
yeah.
And also it blows air into the front of the door and through those louvers,
yeah,
and into here. So this is pressurised in, yeah, here. It's pressurised. So that's
there.
The front of it. Actually, there's a little hole up there, so that when you do open your door to stoke it, it doesn't come out in the room. The smoke finds its way up the chimney there. But it's only a very, and
very
actually,
tiny bit.
That when that door shut, that's sealed off.
Mm.
So that's pressurised there. And of course, all the smoke and all the draft go down through the fire and find its way up round the back here, up the chimney. So all the smoke and everything goes through the fire. And if you can imagine, when you heat the coal up, you get your gases coming off your coal, which is virtually what smoke is, it's dirty gases.
Mm.
And instead of it going up into the atmosphere, then it's burned as it goes through the fire.
So you get a really good do, don't you?
You burn everything.
Yeah.
And
what's
we only
called?
Emptied
the
ashes. Park Ray.
It's really worth knowing about that, isn't it?
It's a Park Ray coal master.
Mm.
And we've had it in about 2 years. We've had to put a grate in, which costs us a lot of money. But
was the actual fire very expensive?
It was £130, but we got some off it. I paid just over £100 cash for it.
Still, I bet it's paid you back in...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
In fuel.
Plus smokeless fuel today. Yeah. It's approaching £2.50 a bag.
Yeah.
And I won't tell you how much I get it for, but it's certainly not worth it. Well, you know it's £1.
Well, I know it's £1.20 for...
If you collect it here,
well,
what
15,
I do,
yeah.
I get about 4 tonne delivered.
Yeah. And, excellent, isn't it?
And it's a good do. Mm. And it... it really works.
Mm.
There was a thing on the television, they fit quite a lot of these to a council estate somewhere, and they had old folk with them, and they weren't making a success of them, because you've got to be prepared to, and people don't like this, they don't want any mess.
Stoke it up.
You're not prepared to stoke it up, and they're not prepared to clean it out.
Yeah.
And we find that this we have to do.
Yeah.
You have to keep on top of it, because you see, if you get a build up here of stones, which is where they normally go,
you defeat the object,
it restricts it, and your fire won't draw.
Function, yeah.
So you get smoke coming into your room, and also your fire can't get your fire to build up. So, in fact, I spent quite a few minutes last night, there was a stone in, getting a stone out of the bottom with a poker and a bit of bar, and worked it onto the top of the fire, and then pulled it out. There's quite a big stone in there, which saved letting the fire go out. I went to the ashes about once a day, and I'm very satisfied.
Yeah, very good.
I can afford to have the central heating on. In fact, it was boiling the other night, it was boiling, the central heating was boiling, and I can afford to run it like that all through the winter, whereas I couldn't afford gas,
if it was
or,
gas
electric
or oil or
just
anything like that.
We know a lot of people who have them. They say, well, it's only costing us so much, and we just have it on in the morning, and we have it on when we come home at tea time, and turn it off. Ours just goes all the time.
Yeah.
The central. In fact, if we don't have the central heating on, if it's warm, the thing boils, the hot water boils, and we have to let the water go away.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Incredible.
And with, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With 5 rooms and a bathroom. It's a good do.
Yeah.
It is. And Rodney has one as well.
Does
Rodney,
he?
You see how Rodney around there?
Yeah.
He has one as well. He put one in about 12 months after me.
Because you recommended it.
Well, that's sort of the experiment to see whether it were any good or not.
Excellent. Well, I should remember that. Yeah.
Before that, we had a fire we burnt cork and anthracite.
Mm.
But it was very expensive. Mm. And when this came out, the Cold War brought it out. They said that we went into it, and they said that the coal that we had wasn't really the coal for it, because they designed it to work on this special coal, you see. But when you burn anything, slack or anything, it just goes on. Providing you keep your fire drawing.
And clean,
it does. And clean, it does get away with the smoke. The only time we have smoke is perhaps if we light it at first, and if the fire's got really down in the bottom, and we bank it up, so there's like more than 3/4 of it
new coal
down
on top.
Cold coal on top.
Yeah.
But if it's gone down half, if it's half and half, it'll still go all right.
Mm. One day, perhaps.
Well, things are getting out of hand, aren't they? And I think that...
any way of saving money is...
Yeah, you've got to do it.
To invest
but
in
the future, I think you're going to have to go back to this coal job.
I mean, electric...
National Geographic magazine just called about the oil pipeline from... across Alaska.
Mm.
It's costing
millions.
Billions. 7.7 billion.
Mm.
And it's gone up 1.3 billion because of the... they've had unforeseen circumstances and they've had to repair certain parts of it. Things that they'd never seen would happen when they were constructing it and its creative fault.
Mm.
Very interesting to read about, isn't it?
Have you always burnt coal? Have you tried other...
Well, on it. Since I put it in.
Well, I mean, all your life sort of thing, had a coal fire, because, I mean, a lot of people...
No. When I was at home...
I like it.
When I was at home, we started off with a coal fire, and then we moved, and we went on electric, and that was very expensive even then.
Mm.
10, 15, 20 years since it was expensive.
Mm.
Not so good. And then we went on to... My father went on to gas, and then I left home and got married, and we were on... an open fire with coal and anthracite, and then we went on to this part rail with anthracite.
Mm.
Then we